Hey guys, just a little warning up front. This episode's bad. I feel bad that we did it, and we shouldn't have, but it happened. And here's the thing. That's just it. Here's the thing. It happened, and we're sorry, but enjoy it.
Oh man, setting the bar a little high there. I'm really sorry about this. me, like I am sorry about it. We'll do better next time, probably. But it's not really our fault because there wasn't any news. So get it together.
I'd like to apologize on my behalf for the things that I've said, and and will say. I apologize. Don't take anything I say serious. This is not our fault, I guess. But yeah, I apologize. Please listen with regard.
With an open heart and an open mind and a lot of love.
Kisses.
That's right, we're back. The sexy triumvirate, the golden Oreo of podcasts. This is episode 27 of The Rat King. It's Monday, April 21st. I think I got that right. And we're not recording at a different time that confuses me or anyone else. I'm Scott Petty, and with me as always, Chocolate Munda, Jose Verguilla.
Hey, guys.
As well as the golden puppy.
Jesus Christ.
Justin Stokes.
What's up, everyone?
I was like... Since we kind of did this emergency episode for no reason really
Chocolate
at this point,
Munda.
I really hope Munda doesn't mean anything bad that I don't know
my
about.
Name now.
that's sticking all the time. I was like, I'm just gonna come up with everything on the fly, and I think I got the date right.
Yeah, I don't know.
yeah, this guy knows. We are the Golden Oreo of podcasts. You guys being the sandwich part of it, and then me being the cream.
Makes sense.
Guys, I've always been the cream.
Ever since the beginning.
You guys remember the first time you ever saw me, and right after you said go away, you said that guy's the cream.
I seen you, was like, I want to punch him.
Yeah. Check him out. He's totally the cream.
The guy's the cream. It was like, it's like a movie where you you just see me eating like a melted Snickers bar off the ground, and you look at me and you go, that's the cream.
You're the extra in every movie who's in the back. Who's hard to see, but he's always eating an Oreo. That you're in every movie.
And then I'm eating just a regular Oreo and then showing my blackened teeth to the camera like, doesn't this look good? I went to the dentist yesterday to have a cavity filled, and I said, man, I'm kind of nervous about going to the dentist. I'm worried about the smell of my breath a little bit, but I was at work, so what I did was I ate a bag of Skittles. And then I feel like that wasn't great for pre-dentist adventure.
Did he say anything?
I was gonna say, he looked at your cavity and said, oh, there's lots of sugar in here.
He said, there's Skittles in there.
He said, no. As soon as he said, open your mouth, and they poured out, he said, you shouldn't have done this.
Taste the rainbow.
He said, this was an issue. Did no one talk to you about this? You guys floss?
Yeah.
How often?
Every time I remember, so like maybe once a day.
And by I'm talking about actual flossing, and I don't mean that weird thing you do where you open your mouth real wide and hit your face with a tennis racket.
Oh no, I was talking about the towel where I like put the towel in between my butt cheeks.
Disgusting. Yeah. I like it. What no, I only floss when I need to. As in when there's something stuck, I get it.
Yeah, like that's Skittles it. Or corn or corn Skittles.
Or rice, yeah.
Do you eat a lot of rice?
Yeah, every day.
Do you eat a lot of every day?
Yeah.
Rice is great.
But it has so many carbs.
It does. Unless you have brown rice.
You're doing finger guns at me.
But yeah, man. Carbs are great. Yeah. They're the best things
I love ever. Rice.
I mean, I do too. But if I ate it every day, boy, I'd be like a schlumpkin.
Okay, here's the thing. When you eat rice, do you eat it with any type of seasoning? Or do you eat it with like soy sauce or just plain rice?
I mean, at the very least, like salt, maybe a little bit of pepper.
Because for me, it's just plain white rice with soy sauce.
I mean, that's good. Well, with soy sauce, is no longer plain. That's like a weird umami taste and a lot of sodium.
And just plain rice.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I like that too, but I'm also like into tastes.
Yeah.
You know, like I enjoy,
what are you trying to say, Scott?
I enjoy a lot of plain stuff, you know. Look at me.
Chinese food.
I was going to say, oh, so I just don't like white rice then, Scott? Is that what you're trying to say?
You texted me one day and you said my favorite foods, white rice, orange rinds, the bruised part of bananas. And after that, I didn't respect you.
You're lying because I would have said macaroni. You're lying.
You said macaroni and the bruised part of bananas. You mix them because you said they make mouth sound.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Silence.
Yeah.
That's what I like. What have you guys been up to?
Ooh, who's going first?
Hot boys.
Nothing. I've just playing Just Cause.
Just Cause.
Well, Just Cause 3.
Were you just playing Just Cause because Just Cause?
No, yeah, actually, and I checked out the DLC, and so
really?
They have...
Really? You paid for the DLC?
There's like $2.
Yeah, it's for like a... Actually, it's only $1.
Damn.
But they have a new wingsuit, and he takes off like Iron Man.
So like
he
the
has
ground?
Like a jet, pretty much.
Like off the ground?
Yeah, so he just like lifts up like a jet, so that makes grappling and the parachute obsolete.
Oh, cool. Well,
that seems...
And then so I was like, huh.
Sucky.
Now I can fly around and I am a Marvel superhero. And then I was like, well, I don't really know what to do with the game anymore or anything else. So I turned it off and I sat in my room and looked at the wall.
I have not. Have we ever told the listeners that after you're done playing a video game, you turn your TV down like it's a laptop screen?
Yes.
And you just put it down on the shelf? Yeah.
You should just start painting your wall every day so you have something to do.
But, well, see, I would paint
your
it.
Your life sucks, you stupid bitch.
Stare at it.
I would paint it, but then I wouldn't like the color. But that's then I would just keep changing the paints. And so one part would just be really thick, and it would almost look like a hill on
well,
the
just,
wall.
Just do it to where, like, there's an extra wall. Well, like, the wall is just getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, keep that's what it would
next,
be like.
Next time we come over, it's just, like, you and a twin bed. That's it. You
probably.
Can't fit your TV in there. It, are your walls still, like, that deep burgundy blood red?
Yes.
And it's very
that's
depressing
metal,
in there?
Yes.
You're like a teenage vampire, except...
Not a teenager?
Except you're not, like, cool.
And I'm a 42-year-old man?
I don't know also if we ever talked about how we are all between the ages of 25 and 29.
But I'm 42.
Yeah. No, we're all... me and Jose are 25, Justin's 26, and I'll be 26 soon. And we are essentially 40.
Yeah.
We live like 40-year-olds where we're like, we have our own place. We like to do whatever we want. We don't have children.
Good.
Yeah, man, it's great.
I like to eat plain peanut butter.
What's plain peanut butter?
Just not crunchy.
Just peanut butter.
No
just
peanuts
you
in
mash
it.
Them into a paste?
I get the jar and I just stick my hand in and I just lick it off my hand.
Oh, I've seen you do that, and you just go, mother. It's real weird. You just pull it out, and then you rinse it off.
Do you ever just rub peanut butter all over your face?
I did as a teenager. It was really bad.
As a teenager.
When did this
I
happen?
I woke up with a lot of acne.
When did this happen? Was I there? Did I shut it out of my brain?
You put it on his face.
Okay. Everyone was there, but I didn't tell anyone.
I remember a lot at your place falling asleep.
Wow.
Yeah, and I did that a lot.
Taco Bell, lots of Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah, when the you guys fell asleep, I rubbed the peanut butter on my face.
The thing was, I was always falling asleep because we would hang out for like 12 hours at a time.
Yeah.
So it was only reasonable that
I was falling
asleep. Yeah, we
hung out for 12 hours and watched The Wall. That's what
yeah,
we did.
Yeah, exactly. And not the documentary of The Wall.
God, and it got so hot. It still gets really hot.
Yeah, man. No one had a... I guess Jose's was the best room being conducive to AC.
Like, I had one of those wall units, and then it still got hot.
Yeah.
Because the windows were, like, facing the sun.
Oh, that's because you just had the AC unit in the wall. You didn't, like, have the thing spread out to keep the air in.
I think that was also true, right?
Yeah, I don't think you're
fucking with them. I think that's true.
Yeah, that was definitely
true. Like, it works good enough, right? And then bees would get in there and be like, hey, new friend.
I remember when a wasp built a nest on the back of your iMac, and you said, I can't turn it on anymore. The vibration scares them, and they sting me.
So I just stare at the blank screen.
Yeah. And then you flip it down like a laptop, and you look at the wall. Oh, boy. Yeah, I've been playing a lot of Just Cause, and I don't know why.
Yeah, me neither. I just like the grappling. That's
yeah,
it.
It's the grappling and the flying, and I mean, there's something too, like I mentioned it before about Borderlands and Far Cry and Ubisoft games where it's just like that checking off of boxes, you know, you literally go somewhere and it gives you a checklist of stuff to destroy, and it would be, I would say, at least twice as fun if the frame rate didn't drop
to two.
Yeah, exactly, because like, it's like one explosion does it. But sometimes, you know, if you're cool, you chain together like 10 explosions. It even has a little counter that says, yeah, how long has stuff been exploding?
I need to see how bad that is.
It's real bad.
It's pretty bad.
Like to the point where the game is essentially unplayable for a couple of seconds.
I've had it crash on me once.
I have as well, cool. Yes. I had it crash the other day out of like nowhere, and then all of a sudden I blew up like a water tower thing, and it just went...
The water.
Straight to blue screen.
Yeah, it just said, what do you want to do? I'm like, just get me out of this fucking screen. I'm not going to send anything.
They have, you can drop like rebel drops or whatever, or what are they, care packages or something?
Sure.
I unlocked the giant cargo plane, and I dropped the care package on a little bridge, and I wasn't thinking about it. I was like, I'm just going to drive the plane, but as soon as it exploded and let the vehicle out, the game stopped for 10 seconds, and then it went, and then the airplane just... It got destroyed, and then it went straight to a blue screen and said,
what?
It said the like it application
says,
has stopped.
Yeah, it says, okay. Do you want to send a report? And I go, no, you're not going to do anything about it, and I'm not going to type anything on this controller.
And that's when I learned that. Don't fly planes in the game. Just take to your parachute.
Also, don't drive cars, because that's awful. Yep. And definitely don't drive motorcycles, because that's also awful. It's like they were like, how do we make sure they only grapple and parachute and wingsuit? It's like, let's make every other type of transportation terrible. Also, most of the game. Oh, shit. Never mind, we're good.
Yeah, we're good.
I think we're good with that.
Yeah, but most of the it is not a great game, and I like the Fallout series, which is notorious on consoles for even on PC actually losing frame rate. And even this, I'm like, this is fucking nuts, because you think, oh, there's a giant water tower or a giant like antenna thing, I'm gonna yank it down, make it land on these gas tanks, and then those will hit these fuse boxes or whatever, and then as soon as you like make the antenna fall, the game just drops to like 12 frames per second.
Is it for like big explosions for you? Because it's anything for me. If I hit a pole, it just goes straight to two frame rates.
I haven't done too much of that, but it's anytime I like, yeah, any small explosion basically. Yeah. If I blow up a car, it does it. Like it, no matter
it's
what,
everything for me. So I try to avoid explosions.
I also learned that you know, when you go into town, they have you yank down these like propaganda billboards. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I wonder if I can just wingsuit into that and smash it.
Yes.
You can't.
No, you just
couldn't.
I can.
I couldn't.
Probably because I have the jet wingsuit. Maybe. And I go so fast that I die.
I tried it, and I did not. But also, like, the controls aren't very good, but I keep playing it. I don't know
why.
Yeah,
I don't use the weapons. I just use the grappling hook. Every time I liberate a city, I just grapple hook everything and everyone.
Yeah. How many grappling hooks can you use now?
Six.
Yeah?
Shit. Yep.
But so I still have four rockets. And I haven't upgraded them, so they're still like the weak ones.
I like to attach a tether to a person and then also a rocket and just watch them like zing.
Yeah, I call it the Iron Man when I make them do that.
No, everything's the Iron Man with you. God, this week we're sponsored by Marvel. Marvel, come watch our movies. We know you're going to. We just got $6 billion for saying that.
Dang,
guys,
dude,
support our Patreon.
Wait, I think I'm reading it now. Oh, we got a 4 movie contract.
Wow.
Don't know how we're going to extend that. What?
No.
Wow. That's the first film. Wow.
I was like, Justin is the worst improviser. And I was like, I wonder where he would go.
What's wow.
The what's the name of the second one?
Whoa.
What's the third?
Ooh. The entire 2 hours is the Crash Bandicoot.
And then the fourth. And then the fourth one is the Knights of the California King.
Yes.
What?
I have no idea, guys.
It's Slow News Week.
What?
Slow News Week.
Yeah. Yeah, there's not much going on.
Yeah, there's nothing.
What have you been up to, Jose?
I played Sonic Mania.
Oh, yeah?
And bought it. Well, I bought Sonic Mania.
You've been having fun with it?
Yes, it's really good.
Is it?
Yeah.
How much was it?
$20.
Okay, that seems reasonable.
Really good.
Yeah, I heard they're like mini games and or like whatever.
Yeah, they're kind of like there's some mini games in there.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's I like it a lot.
Yes.
And it changes everything that I hated about Sonic before.
Because you and I have discussed on back when it was just 2-bit, Sonic sucks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, even if you go back to the first few ones, like, they're like, it's the fact that, like, oh, you, the whole thing is go fast and it stops you.
At every chance.
Yeah, at every chance. Whereas this does attempt to stop you, but there's always a way to pick up speed
super
fast.
But I feel like I'm never going fast playing Sonic.
I get that, and that's why we think it sucked.
This one's pretty good though. It's like really good. Like I'm super surprised. It almost makes me want to take back all those things I said about Sonic, but I'm not.
I think I read that they put in like new Easter eggs or whatever.
There's some secrets that I haven't found yet.
Okay, gotcha.
There's like a Knuckles mode.
Yeah, the Ann Knuckles thing. Yeah. They took like a meme and made it into something.
I guess something just popped up where you can look at the debug, play the debug mode for it.
Interesting.
Which I don't know when I'm going to do that.
Here's the important part. Can I play as Amy?
No.
Oh.
Thank God,
she's
right?
Not even in it.
No, I love Amy. Can't so curl up in a ball. It no. Doesn't seem to be going fast at all. She's pink. There's a hammer. Yeah, it made no sense whatsoever. It was awful.
I think it's only
so she builds stuff.
No. She just destroys.
She drives a car in Sonic Racing.
She just puts fucking Sonic in the friend zone. And guys, let's talk about it.
I think it's the other way around.
Huh?
I think it's the other way around.
She wants to fuck and Sonic's like...
Yeah, Sonic's like, hey, I gotta go fast.
I'm too...
Man, I gotta go fast. Ricky Bobby.
Oh, boy.
But I really like that game.
Yeah.
I'd recommend it. It's $20.
It's been getting rave reviews, the kids say.
The music.
Do they have
great.
Long legs?
No, they don't have long
good.
Legs. Good. And it's the animations for the sprites are super good, too. Like, my favorite one is where you just look up, and Sonic looks up, and it's kind of like a old, like Oswald kind of. Like
Lee
animation.
Harvey Oswald?
No, like
he is old.
The rabbit, right? That's his name, Oswald. From
Yeah.
He just kind of like looks up in like a fluid animation, and it's super good.
Okay,
I'm playing it on the Switch.
Does
by
he
the
still
way.
Tap his foot and look at you? Yes, like, bitch, yes. Move! I gotta go fast.
I haven't tried leaving it on and see if he kills himself.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
yeah,
very grim.
So if you like leave it on for a while and like eventually he just drops off the stage.
But isn't that because it times out?
No, like he just leaves.
Oh.
Yeah. So because it instead of the time going down, it goes up.
I've heard what's the 3D Sonic game that's coming out?
Sonic Forces.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I know in part of that, if you just leave him idle for a while, he pulls out a pistol and blows his brains out.
Yeah.
Everyone.
That's in every Sonic game.
it should be
the very end. Yeah.
Yes. I'm scared that Sonic Mania is gonna kill Sonic.
Like, why?
Because I think
like
it's
he's getting
too
old for this shit.
No, it's like it's too good. Like the game's too good. I don't think they can do any better. And then Sonic Forces is gonna come out, and that one's gonna suck. And they can't make another Sonic Mania because you know.
Well, I feel like they came out with Sonic Mania to kind of preemptively say like, look, we know Forces isn't gonna be great, but
so
remember we
one.
Just
yeah.
did this, so it, you have to go with this
here's
in
the
future.
Thing. This one isn't. I mean, I guess it was made by Sega, but it was made by people who made Sonic fan games, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And it's really
prod
and
deep.
The animation at the I don't know if you guys have seen the opening cutscene for it.
I've seen a little bit of it.
It's
when it
really
first
good.
Came out. Yeah.
Wait, is it like an animated?
It is animated.
Knuckles
yeah.
in it.
And then he
yeah.
comes out at the end and warns you about getting molested.
Yeah. And it's
you remember that?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
from the old
I've
Sonic
seen it.
Cartoon. But it's super good. Also made by a guy who worked on the Sonic Archie comics.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
By the way, wish I would have saw that Sonic thing sooner. Too late for me. Sorry,
well,
guys.
What was
I knew in the future.
It was the Toon Disney.
Toon Disney? Is this
out,
still
yeah.
a thing, or is
no.
that Disney XD now?
Disney XD now.
You see,
it used to be called Jetix or some shit like that.
Yeah.
I remember
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
It had like a little silver dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they had like... Oban Star Racers or something like that.
The fuck?
Exactly.
What are you talking
it's
about?
It's like a European
do
anime.
Do they still do Saturday morning cartoons? Or do they just have like
they
cartoon
do.
Networks now?
Yeah, kind of. It's like a mix of both. They still have stuff on like basic cable, but we just don't know any of them. Like I remember Recess and
gone,
Fillmore
I don't
and stuff.
I don't. No one remembers any of those cartoons.
Yeah,
Recess was the shit.
We're like right on the
Fillmore.
The end of it.
We're like 3 years away from... people thinking I wish we're like 3 years away from like younger people thinking we're old.
Well, I think we're already
we didn't even like we're not SpongeBob kids or anything, you know what I mean? Like
I was around when SpongeBob was a thing.
Well, yeah, I was around too, but
99.
I don't think we ever talk we don't ever think about SpongeBob.
Yeah, we like SpongeBob came out when we were probably I don't know 8, 7.
Yeah.
So we were too old for it, and then we never got.
Yeah, so we were all too old for it.
We were bordering on too old, probably.
I just remember watching. It was like Goosebumps in the morning with Power Rangers and Ninja Turtles. I think Gargoyles was on.
To be fair, I did watch Magic WB. School Bus deep into my teens because it came on before school started.
I still watched all of them deep into my 20s and still am currently.
You still do. I don't watch any old cartoons anymore. If I'm going to watch something, it's like Bob's Burgers or some shit. Futurama went off the rails for me after like season 6 it was. And, you know,
those movies came out.
They were doing their own thing, but it wasn't for me. You know what I mean? I'm not going to hate on it, but, you know, it's whatever.
But yeah, Sonic Mania, I like it a lot.
You give it the Jose quote of $6.
Okay. Oh, the money quote? Yeah. It's a great game. There's some problems apparently on the Switch where there's a slight delay on the home button.
I saw something about that. I don't understand. No,
don't forget to tell people that it warps your Switch. Well, Sonic goes so fast.
Oh yeah,
it warps
it.
Whenever you roll into a ball, so does the Switch. Like a Swiss roll.
You got to do the gyro.
Perfect. Really doesn't work. You have to shake it the entire time. I can't wait for Donkey Konga 3.
Oh yeah, where I bash my fucking Switch into the ground.
Yeah, just hit the screen as hard as you can.
I'm waiting for the drum set adapter for that you just said.
That'd
be good for like
it's like four things, and now there's multiplayer, so you have to have your headset
Guitar Hero or something.
You have to hook up your own speakers at home to be able to hear it.
Nope, you can't with the Switch though.
But yeah, Sonic Mania, get it.
Get it. Okay, so let's move on to the little bit of news we have. So No Man's Sky recently got a patch, an update. Justin, have you jumped into that at all?
Negative.
Okay. Do you think you will?
Negative.
Okay, because they did this large update where they added like grass. A 30-hour story mode to it, as well as made very nice grass. I did look at the grass. It was very nice. Do you think there's hope for it?
No.
No?
No.
It doesn't. It doesn't make you want to go and buy it, does it? Yeah. Well, anything.
No.
Okay.
I'm at too. I'm mad now.
Yeah.
The fact that they added this patch made me not want to play video games ever.
Yeah. Sometimes I get to the point where I go like, man, video games are bad. You know.
Yeah. And then you sit down and play the video game.
Yeah. And I go like,
and watch the wall.
And then flip down your TV, watch the wall. It kind of sucks because I feel like the pressure of having Sony over them made them turn it into something that it never was going to be.
Yeah.
Whereas if the expectations were set much lower in the beginning, it would have been fine.
It was
just
literally going to be a procedurally generated open space
and
world.
You just travel and you just tell people like, hey man, fucking get high and travel through space. And people have been like, that's cool. That's good.
10 but more years, you'll probably get what you want.
To get high and go through space?
Star Citizen. In 10 years.
No, that's been like early access for like the past
40
10
years.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, who gives a shit, I guess. We're just going to blast through everything. Speaking of 10 years from now, Crackdown 3 got delayed once again.
Wait, to 10 years from now?
Yeah.
Good.
It's been in development for at least 10 years, right?
11?
Something. a long time. So it's been delayed until like first quarter of 2018, it looks like. So
probably May.
Oh yeah, spring 2018. So probably around May-ish or so. And this is obviously the third or fourth delay that they've had.
Yeah.
So I think the big thing with Crackdown 3, and we kind of talked about it off the podcast, is this was the they said this is going to be on the Xbox One. You have this to look forward to. We're going to have this cloud computing stuff where it's going to have these crazy explosions, and you don't even have to worry about your hardware not being there because of this cloud computing with Microsoft.
So you can destroy the game space.
Yeah, you can turn it into rubble. And then that quickly changed to, we're not doing the cloud computing thing. It's just going to be in the Xbox One X. And then they showed gameplay, and not much was going on there.
No, if you would have said this is Crackdown 1, I would have said,
this is the remake.
Dang, this is old.
A remake of Crackdown 1 with new stuff. Yeah. They should have just marketed it as that.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Justin said something about Crackdown 1, and I was like, why wouldn't you just replay Crackdown 1?
Yeah, I said this is delayed until 2018. It looks like Crackdown 1. It will play just like Crackdown 1.
Can that game do anything to impress you guys? For you guys to buy it.
I mean, I want to see the world destruction. They didn't show anything.
Yeah, they haven't showed any of that since the shown. I didn't say showed.
Shown?
Actually, no, they didn't show any gameplay of it. They only showed cinematic trailer or a cinematic trailer for it.
There was that like 20-minute video that got released though, where they sent it to some YouTube dude and then he posted it. So there
was there destruction though.
No, no. I'm just saying there was gameplay and it showed remember the jetpack and stuff like that. And it wasn't anything impressive. Me and Justin have both played Crackdown 1 and I've played Crackdown 2 and I think you've played a little bit of it. And it's they weren't good games then, really.
They're like a Saints Row.
Yeah, well, and that's...
But with, like, beat-em-up powers.
Well, and that's kind of the issue, is the Agents of Mayhem was just released last week.
How'd that do?
It's getting very middling reviews.
I like the art style. It looks a lot like Overwatch.
Okay.
So I like the art style.
That's part of why I don't like it, is... Well, I didn't like the idea from the beginning. I've never been a fan of the Saints Row franchise. We've been with it since like Saints Row 1 because Justin would play all of them all the time.
I played 1, never played 2. And then I think you got me 3.
Probably.
And then you got me 4?
Probably.
Something like that. And then is there a 5? What's 5?
I think that's it, like that Gat out of hell stuff.
Never played that one.
Yeah.
Johnny Gat is in this one, isn't he? In Agents of
Mayhem. Yeah. And I don't know what that means. So.
He's a character that they think people like, I think.
Okay.
He's a cool Asian with glasses.
Okay. Just like you.
Yeah.
Wait, you never wear glasses anymore, I just realized. You always wear contacts.
No, I broke them.
LASIK, huh? Okay.
Yeah, get LASIK.
No, he got LASIK.
I got it done.
Let him fry your eyeballs.
Yeah. That's why I look at the wall.
Don't move.
Because I can see shit.
Don't move.
Because it can cut your eyeball in half.
Why is my flesh burning?
Apparently you can smell it.
Yeah, that's cool. But yeah, Agents of Mayhem came out, and people have been saying like they're trying to do so much and just kind of fail at a lot of the turns.
Yeah.
Much like how we were talking about Just Cause. Like they try to do a decent amount of cool stuff, but in the actual process of it, it sucks. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, just going to Crackdown, it was an interesting idea. I love the concept of, it really was cool to see the progression of your super soldier that by the, you know, even partway through the game, you can jump like crazy heights and stuff like that. You can max out your character.
You kind of start off as like an average dude. And then by the end of you're like Arnold Schwarzenegger and you can leap over skyscrapers.
Like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
No, you start as like a pretty basic super soldier. You can jump like 10 feet in the air and whatever else. But by the end of it, you're like, oh, I can literally jump forever and I can throw stuff 3,000 yards.
I can jump from one island to the next.
Yes. But it really just didn't amount to anything. And you could beat the game and you'd be like, that's it. I beat the game. The world felt stale and robotic. There was no life to it.
Speaking of stale and robotic is because, and I think...
Put away your dick.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. This can also apply to the Far Cry series and with Just Cause 3 as the most recent example is like, once you liberate a base or a little area, there are no more bad guys. So if you liberate like an entire island, there's nothing to do.
Yeah, I think...
And that's what a lot of Crackdown was. Because you take over an island, then there's no more bad guys.
Yeah, that was an issue.
Yeah.
you just take away half of the game, basically. And
I think it was Far Cry 4 or 3 did an update where you can restart the map, essentially.
You can reset the outposts.
Was that Far Cry 3?
That was... Maybe 3, but also 4.
Okay, yeah. That part, them adding that was really good, because once you take over everything, there's really nothing to do. Mm. You just run around or jump around, harpoon cars as other cars.
House of Pain style, yeah. I was already doing it. So Crackdown 3, it'll be disappointing. So, just, I mean, that's just it. And you asked kind of what they can do. And the thing is, they need to completely retool the entire game.
Or just can it and then come out with
exactly. I think it's already lost cause, them not having pretty much any titles for the Xbox One X.
Yeah, because I know it's very different, but I look at something like Anthem, where you're in like a sort of like mech suit type thing, and you're essentially a different type of super soldier in this equipment. And it's going to probably offer way more. And then you do have something like the Saints Row series, or maybe even Agents of Mayhem, where you get that. But there's no real reason for Crackdown to be, and they haven't given anyone a reason for it to be. So,
speaking of robots and stuff, I forgot to tell you that I tried The Surge.
Oh yeah.
How?
What did you think?
Wait, I think you've been playing that, right?
I downloaded the demo because there's a demo. for it, mm-hmm. and it's okay, mm-hmm. but it's trying way too hard.
You think so?
To be
maybe Dark you Souls. Just need to get good.
No, I'm good at
it. I'm great at it. I'm fucking awesome. Fuck
but
you.
But it's just like it's trying too hard to be Dark Souls.
You think?
But the whole you get to pick what leg you want or what body parts is pretty cool.
I mean, but cool. do you feel like it is trying to be Dark Souls or it's just trying to be like a Souls-like?
The combat's the exact same.
But isn't that the case for a lot of the Souls-likes?
Yeah, I guess. But I mean, a lot of the Souls-likes are Dark Souls. So,
what about Neo?
Yeah. But I mean,
Neo was different in the way that you can choose your stance. Same with For Honor, you can choose your stance and all that
stuff. Katamari Damacy.
that was a little different. I guess what I mean is like, Souls basically created a new genre, mm-hmm. a new subgenre, and so it's hard to not be in that. In the same way that you have like Spelunky and shit like that, and you get like these roguelikes, you know, like fucking Hookshot or whatever it was called. I don't even remember now. And you get those, and you say, "Oh well, this is like Spelunky,
right.
or whatever." When it kind of created its own subgenre, so I think that's what's kind of difficult is. Is it biting their style or that genre?
Well, it's like the fact, like, they're, like, the combat's fine. Like, I wouldn't say it's fine, but it's doing the Dark Souls thing in the combat. I'm fine with that. It's just, like, it's doing it wrong in a way where it doesn't feel satisfying.
To you, at least.
Yeah. Like, you hit an enemy, it doesn't feel like you're doing anything to it, really.
See, in that
and that's the same thing with that one other game, the Code Vein or whatever.
Yeah. Well, that's how I felt about the Dark Souls series myself is there aren't too many, and I brought it up before, but when you get into the more like cinematic bits of like the Batman fighting style, what's great is it's obviously not as complex or anything, but you actually see where all the punches land, all the kicks land and stuff like that. I don't feel like that's satisfying.
I think that's why the Saints Row games are kind of fun, because whenever you punch someone, they fly 30 feet.
The whole thing with like the Dark Souls thing that I realized was like if you're hitting someone with a light sword or like a regular sword, it's not gonna set them like far as back, or you're not gonna feel the impact as you are when you use a heavy weapon. And I'm using a heavy weapon in the Surge, and it's not. There's no like feedback to it.
Gotcha.
And also maybe I'm just a little butthurt about it, or just the fact that it's the settings. Kind
of. I do not condone the use of that word.
Just the setting is just. You know.
Yeah, it's not your like.
Well, no, it's not even that. It's just like you go to a boss, and it's like, oh, here's a robot. Like, what's the story behind this robot? Nothing. It was a construction thingy or something. Whereas, like in Dark Souls, you go to like a dragon. It's called the Gaping Dragon. They're like, oh, this dragon got too greedy and
spreads his butthole.
Yeah, spreads his butthole open, and and that's terrifying.
Is it post-apocalyptic? What is it? I know you're like a robot worker.
Yeah, you start off as a guy in a wheelchair, and then you get to go pick your class, and they had like the Lynx, and then they had like the Heavy, and the Heavy route, and then they just drill stuff into you.
I believe he is a serviceman who's been disabled and now has the opportunity to now have his mobility back.
Like Avatar.
And that plays largely into the story of it. I haven't played it myself, but I've read articles about it and how... the kind of like it has these separate pieces that don't quite influence one another or inflate the other bits of it. I don't know. But I mean, the Souls likes have never really been my style, so I can't really speak much to it.
And I assume this gets fixed later on in the game, but you're limited to how many parts you can equip.
Yeah.
So you like if you get your arm, your legs and stuff like that, but you don't have enough, you can't equip that other leg.
Interesting.
Yeah. Wait, so you can't have like a whole set?
No, at least not in the demo. Like, there's a limit to how much you like on the there's like a status bar and how much you can carry, and that's how.
Yeah, by the end of it, I've seen what people look like by the end, and
it's on sale, I'm gonna buy it because I feel like I'll get more out of it when it's a full game.
Yeah, and I feel like it's an excellent like $20 to $30 game, but when we found out because we talked about it when it was first coming out. That it was a $60 title, that was pretty incredible, and I was surprised by that.
Yeah. It looks good though. The game looks.
Yeah, really it good. Does. And I played the demo when it first came out, but you know, just not my style.
Right.
But, this one's quick. BattleNet is now called Blizzard BattleNet.
Yeah. Wait, cool. Wasn't it supposed to just be the Blizzard launcher, Scott?
See, they got rid of that real quick, and then they never got rid of Battle.net, and then now they're like, now it's Blizzard Battle.net. It's like,
does it say why?
It says we are too busy making money hand over fist with Overwatch that we didn't want to worry about a name anymore.
Right.
It wasn't a good use of our resources. Yeah, just they were. I think they said if this doesn't work,
or some shit, and
they said we're gonna call it TED Talk after this if that doesn't work. So I guess we'll see how that goes.
I like Battle.net.
Yeah, Battle.net's good. That's a good strong name.
Yeah,
and it's also been around for what, like 20 years? I don't know.
Fuck off.
When's the last time you played Diablo 1?
10 years ago.
Okay, there you
yesterday,
go.
I played it yesterday. Okay. I was scared
you
of the Butcher.
The PlayStation 1 version.
Yeah.
Or the Game Boy version.
I played the Game Boy version where I walk through walls and kick cows.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very fun. Just so we don't end on this one, Discord shut down a bunch of white supremacy servers on their fucking app.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. On their service.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Why? Just kidding. We don't have to go into that. We know why.
Why? Because they're white supremacists. Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of what everyone's talking about, like censorship and stuff. It's like, no, dude, we have terms of service. You can't just
leave
agree
that shit
to them.
Skype, son.
Yeah, go start a Google Hangout until they get rid of you. Do whatever. But it's pretty cool. They shut them down. White supremacists are bitches.
Assholes.
they are afraid of everyone. The world.
The world.
They the are. World. I'm sorry, and I'm not saying all short people are Nazis, but all Nazis are short people. every
anybody under 5 feet.
Every little white dude out there is 5'6".
At what point are you short? What's the height threshold?
Anything shorter than me.
Okay. Woo, that's easy because you're like 7'4".
Yeah, no, I am 6'1", and whenever I see if someone is 6 feet tall, I look over their head on purpose. I go like, "You mean nothing to me."
Oh my god!
But they hate me anyway because I'm a Jew,
yeah,
so
yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're gonna come after me. But yeah, they're scared. They wear sandals when they wash their car.
Wait, what?
And,
wait, like with socks, though, right?
And they wear polos.
And they wear polos. Don't wear polos, guys. But yeah, seriously, fuck them. If you see one, I would never condone violence, except I would, but I'm legally going to say I don't. But I also think it's very cool if in like an alternate world where this was a movie, we do carve swastikas in their foreheads and leave them in like a ditch of some sort.
Yeah, yeah.
Hypothetically, theoretically, allegedly. Kill them all. Anyway,
I think there's like a DayZ update or whatever that came out.
The white supremacy update.
I think it's either DayZ or Players Unknown Battleground. It's like you build a fort and you defend it from other players.
Interesting. Well, I don't know anything about that. We have not done any research this week.
This just in. Fucking.
Beep, 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 beep,
they
beep,
did
beep.
Graphical updates to Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite. Chun-Li doesn't look bad anymore.
But her hand. You brought this up last week.
No, like just now they showed off the screenshot.
Are
just
her
now.
Hands smaller?
No, they're bigger.
What about Dante? Does he look less angry?
No screenshots for Dante.
Okay.
Yet. Just Chun-Li and some other.
How do you feel about their decision to replace Chun-Li's head with a larger hand?
I think it's a good idea. As long as everybody's doing.
Is that the hamburger helper person? Right?
Yeah,
big
the person.
Red nose.
You think that's a person, buddy?
It has to be.
Hey,
a person.
Scott.
It's
hey.
A white hand. It's a person.
Guys.
Here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
Fucking hamburger helper.
You see that sexy little hamburger helper woman?
With those round ass fucking fingers?
I like a woman like that who can't push one button at a time on a fucking landline phone. Okay, I want you to be able to not call 911 when I'm going into anaphylactic shock from eating your pussy.
And guess what? The meat's not included in the package, son.
It's just basically pepper
and macaroni.
Yeah. And tuna.
Barely, if you're going to call it that.
Barely.
Yeah. Guys, let's talk about Shake and Bake.
Shit. Never had it.
Why is it called Shake and Bake? Do you like put it like in a microwave and you shake it?
You from
done?
What I remember, you get you know those big 10-gallon jugs of water that you put on like a water cooler,
yeah,
and you empty it out and you fill it with your change. You shove pork chops in there and you just shake it around with your change,
and then you bake it.
And then you bake it. And one of the fun things is like how many times you brand your tongue with Abraham Lincoln's face.
Right.
I was going to say that your food comes out tasting like mercury, and nickel.
Speaking of the dentist, they like 2 years ago, they removed all the mercury from my mouth.
Cool. Because I had, wait, when did you have mercury?
Since I was a child. Oh, and explained awesome. So much, like my ability to listen to bats with my ears.
Right, right, right. Scott has echolocation. He yells at walls a lot, and it comes back to him. He's like, yep, I yelled at walls.
You yell at walls? I look at walls? What do you do in the walls over there, Jose, that we don't know about?
I rub them.
I think I broke my mic.
Did, really?
No, you're no good. We're good. Okay. You guys ever do that thing as a teenager where you put a poster on the wall and you check them?
No. I can confidently say that I haven't.
Me either. So
if yeah,
you're,
Jose.
If you're
yeah.
out there,
hey, look, hold on.
If you're out there, Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Come at me. I want to have a talk with you.
Send me a DM.
Come stand on my wall.
Come lean against my wall, and I will just chug a lug.
No, but I did hide. I did hide a hole in the wall with a stop sign.
Just yeah. fuck the hold on, hole hold on, no, wall.
Guys. Disregard.
Guys, disregard.
Yeah, this podcast is a mess.
What are we talking about?
Being
it was Dale Earnhardt.
Law-abiding citizens. Oh yeah, me coming on Dale Earnhardt.
Yeah. Seriously, DM us.
Once, did you guys ever see when Bo Bice, the guy who was on American Idol, he went to like a Popeye's Chicken or something, and they called him White Boy. They were like, hey, White Boy, your order's ready. And he like cried and got on the news and stuff. He's like, the racism in this country.
Oh, man.
And I tweeted once, everybody's saying I came on Bo Bice's face. Stop saying I came on like Bo Bice's face.
What was that, like 2011?
This was this year.
Stop that.
This was this year.
Really?
Yeah, and then I had to go back and delete it because someone from an NPR show retweeted a different tweet of mine, and I was worried they would come back and see that I talked about coming on Bo Bice's face.
Oh, okay.
So, you know.
NPR, Neil Patrick Harris.
Radio Lab?
Yes.
Damn it.
You fucking idiot.
Now I caught myself before I ended it.
I can't remember. I think it was to Whitney when we first moved in together, and I said the three S's: sandwich, cereal, and something else. And yeah, something she else. Was like, cereal is a C, and I was like, shit. But yeah, Neil Patrick Harris, the yes. NPR host, he retweeted my.
Neil Patrick
Harris. You're so like, you no, hold bitch.
On. I didn't hear you at first, so I just laughed because you're like, he probably said something funny. And he did.
You think Justin's funny, you idiot. You fucking lying.
Hey,
you're
funny.
Hey.
I just want to point out that your shirt looks like a Meryl.
It is.
Oh.
A what?
Meryl. A Meryl.
What's a Meryl?
Oh,
gotcha.
It's like the fat Pikachu.
I thought it was, I always pronounced it Meryl. Is that wrong?
Maybe. I don't know, because I don't know.
Like Meryl Lynch? Because
his evolution's like as Meryl or some shit like that, so you might be right.
Nice.
Pokemon.
Yeah.
That's why I like Digimon, because they were like, Shitmon.
Yeah, they said that.
They did have a Digimon, it was poop.
No, they didn't.
They did.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
I'm going to look
except
it up.
Except he was like ice cream in America, but he was like a poop Digimon.
Yeah, he was a little poop swirl.
Are you going to get Pokemon Ultra Moon or Ultra Sun?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
stupid just idiot. So I can have something else for the 3DS.
Okay. Well, there's other games.
This guy?
Yeah.
This game. Yellow piece of shit?
Yeah. Literally. He had a rat on his back.
He has rings and stuff.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that, dude, he's nuts.
I think I found our mascot.
Yeah, is it the rat in the bag or is it the Pete the shit?
He's a virus, and his like, partners are Dandy and Snowy. If you guys needed to know,
wait, there's two.
His attacks are bomber. In ew. Japan, it was just called poop throw. Smash.
Japan, it was called fucking shit wave. Shit slam.
His third one is just literally called poop.
Okay, cool.
It just says poop. And then the third one is Dapoon Pheromone, which means defecation pheromone.
All right. Yeah, there's your poop Digimon.
Anyway, I'll stick to Candlemon, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm all about the candles.
It's very gross.
All right, and last but certainly least with our news, Okami is being HD-ified for again. The PS4 and Xbox One. which I called a couple episodes back.
Yeah, yeah.
I said it was going to happen.
How many times has this game been ported?
Two.
Essentially?
I think this will be the second.
Wii.
Oh, PS3, I forgot about the Wii. So this will be the third time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and for no reason?
There is a reason.
What was what? It Capcom doesn't have any
other shit to come out with.
Huh?
What was it originally out on?
PS3?
PS2.
Oh, shit, there's also... No, you're right. I remember when GameCube?
I remember when it came out.
Maybe.
It was really good when it came out.
It was, and it was certainly inventive and everything, but... I don't know. Does it have a space these days with new people?
Everybody fucking loves that game.
But I mean, for new, do you think it's going to pick up a new audience?
No, no one's going to buy it.
I don't know if that'll appeal to people. No. Although dogs have seen like a sort of internet restructure and being popular, you know? Yeah. It used to be all cats on the internet.
I never beat Okami, so I'll buy it again and then still not beat it. It's like an hour, 90-hour game.
Is it Okami? The wolf, so it's like a spear, right?
Yeah.
Reminds me of the wolf from Princess Mononoke.
Yeah. She's supposed to be like the goddess of the sun or something like that.
I just know when she runs grass grows.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome. One of the games made by Hideki Kamiya, the Bayonetta guy.
Ugh.
The Clover Studios. All those games that you guys love.
How does that guy think hair works? What?
Did you hear that?
What'd you do?
I said 420.
Why?
Well, he doesn't know how hair works.
Okay.
He doesn't have hair.
Is he bald?
He's bald.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So insensitive, Scott. What?
Why didn't anyone tell me?
I'm shocked.
I never would have said that if I knew.
I'm so sorry. What's his name?
Hideki Kamiya.
Fuck you.
You should tweet at him, see what happens. Seriously, tweet at him. He's really good at Twitter.
By the way, I don't think we're typically this negative.
No.
But, you know, we're...
I mean outside of the podcast.
yeah. Jose's the most positive person. He still tries to kill himself every week.
Yeah, no, look, out of positivity, though.
Yeah, you're like...
So if I kill myself, I think people would be happy, right?
You're like, things will never be better. It's the perfect time.
The debt will leave me, but it will go to someone else.
If I don't do it now, it could get worse, and then I won't want
to
do it anymore.
Exactly, you try to Seinfeld it and go out on top. Meanwhile, Justin and I have been riding it out, and we're about 10 leagues under the sea. And we're like, we'll probably get out soon, and all we can do is hope to one day touch dry land.
Yeah.
And well, that'll be the day like Justin's daughter is born. He'll go, nice. That'll be it.
This is it.
Boop,
I found the time.
You can take over for him. And he just blows his brains out. Guys, don't commit suicide. We talk about it because you know what? Hey, we want to. Or at least I do all the time.
That game was pretty on the PS2. It's pretty on the PS3. And it's probably going to be fucking pretty on the PS4 and Xbox One.
Yeah, it will undoubtedly be pretty.
Xbox One or Scorpio? I meant Xbox One X.
I don't know. I assume both, just because whatever. But I think that now, at least in the PS3 version, they had a filter where you can have that weird foggy filter, or you can take it off and it just be super smooth and nice looking.
Oh, like how they do the grainy effect, like on the early Mass Effect games.
Yeah, kind of. It was this weird effect. It was like a paintbrush. I don't know.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I gotcha.
And you can get rid of it on the PS3 version, and it looks fucking great. So...
Wait, hold on. PS2, PS3, yeah. And you said it came out for a Wii.
Yes.
Or a Wii U.
Which some people say that's the best version because you can use the brush. Do you guys
fucker playing a game on the phone?
Me?
Yeah. Fucking playing Candy Crush, I'm looking, this fucker.
Guys, I'm playing Candy Crush
Saga.
You're
fucking muffins? Is that what you're looking for there? Muffins.
Is he playing a fishing game? Why is he doing this?
I was playing Okami on my phone.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I was paintbrushing. Anyway, talk about how much you love the Wii. I was listening.
Well, no, like, because have you guys ever played Okami?
No.
Well, there's a point where you can, you have a paintbrush, and you have to control it with the joystick, and it was okay, but you had to draw stuff, and with the joystick, it wasn't too great. So with the Wii, it made it a lot easier, where you can just draw it like a fucking calligraphy blur.
Did you use your...
Yeah, so the paintbrush.
Yeah, paintbrush. Yeah, I'm probably going to buy it.
Neil Patrick
Harris?
As long
as it's not 50 bucks.
Got it. NPR.
Guys, this episode is not being released. We're just going to burn it with the other ones. We should tell people we do record 5 times a week and we pick the best one.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not even done in one take. We just take the best parts.
16-hour recording days.
So, yeah, it is real tough. We work full-time jobs. We never see our wives.
And it gets so hot in here.
Yeah, and sweaty.
It's because the room's made out of metal. I heard it's good for the acoustics. It's have bouncy walls.
Recording from a fucking bunker.
Hello from underground. You can't hear us. Anyone who has a bunker is a serial killer, right?
Yeah, yeah. Serial killer or... Yeah, or another serial killer.
Yeah, I think...
I was going to say they're like those people who freak out.
Hoarders.
Right? The people who are like ready for doomsday.
Oh. Yeah, doomsday preppers. Hoarders. There's a whole show. Hoarders, yeah.
Hoarders, yeah.
Hey, guys, look. Guys, building underground bunkers and stuff...
You're going to die regardless.
No, listen to me. I want an excuse to buy a bunch of beans, too. But I'm not going to build a bunker, bro. I'm just going to eat some beans.
Just plant them and you'll have endless beans.
Here's the thing, Justin.
Got it.
You little fucking coward.
Coward!
You go out and you buy your fucking beans like a fucking American, okay? Listen!
What kind of beans, Scott?
You!
Me!
Red, white, and blue beans!
You take these beans. Look, imagine me. I'm picking my bean plant, No, I got 2 beans. No, I want a can of beans, guys. Give me those wet beans.
Oh, man.
Gotcha. You want them in water?
Here's the thing. I like my beans fried. I like them refried. That's it. Only 2 ways for beans. You got a bean tree? Better have a deep fryer, else I'm not eating shit. Gotcha. You ask me, a bean tree? That's just a peanut.
Soft peanut?
No, that's a hard-ass peanut, bro. Okay. Have you ever had a bean? They're hard.
No.
You gotta add water.
Yeah, you gotta add water.
I'm sure you bought those bags of beans.
Bags of beans, yeah, that's actually all we buy.
Yeah, and then you have to soak them for like 38 hours mm-hmm. before you cook them, and then you finally cook them, and you go, this wasn't worth it, should've just got a can of Goya. And that would've been it.
Oh, man.
No, that wasn't me, just like this.
Just like what?
Nothing.
Okay. Yeah.
We're good.
We're being very visual on an audio podcast. I don't even know if we're going to number this one.
It's okay. We can.
We're tired. Guys, we've been working all day.
Work.
And it's really hot. It's always hot.
Outside or in here? Because you were right by the vent. You're the only one who gets stressed out. It is very hot.
Not Scott. Justin, I think you're having a stroke again.
Yeah.
No, I don't want that to happen when we're recording.
I remember...
You know,
yeah.
What if our ratings go up?
our ratings will go up by one. I hate to tell you guys, we're getting canceled.
Oh yeah.
They said you guys get like 40 listens ever.
I'm still getting paid though, right? I'm still getting those -$5.
You've gotten 40.
I'd like to point this out. We have 2 subscribers.
Yeah.
And there are 3 of us.
Oh, nice.
That's an issue.
I need to subscribe.
So do I. It's just my dad buying multiple phones. Yeah. He's like, I'm supporting them. We have 100 or something.
Huh?
We have some 100. We got 100. You know, a certain amount of 100. But could. We got like a couple of dozens, you know?
Can we say just sponsors' names or company names and then you think they'll sponsor us eventually?
Casper.
Loot Crate.
You're so soft. Lisa, you're Gatorade. Even softer, bitch. Give me the money. Gatorade. Pepsi Company.
Yeah.
Pepsi. Mars Candy.
Under Armour. Tiki Brand Torches. Polo T-shirts. Boat Crocs. Shoes.
Crocs. Boat shoes?
Yeah. They're taking everything. Khaki shorts.
Bugatti.
Pink shirts.
Justin's hitting fucking high.
People who like memes too much. Guys, I just discovered
it. If you have people who just post a whole bunch of memes, you can get anywhere.
Yeah, that's true, man.
So my thing is, imagine, do you think Hitler would be upset with the rise of the neo-Nazi movement via internet memes?
I would say tiki torches?
Probably. And tiki torches. Even he didn't resort to tiki torches.
I don't know, just, you know, drugs.
I always go back to, and again, I'm a Jew, don't get mad. Or do, if you hate Jews. But, like, I always go back to, like, at least the Nazis looked cool. Yeah. You know, they had like cool outfits and
like
stuff.
All black and like those weird
Yeah, and
helmets.
Like black, red, and white is like Justin wears it all the time.
Yeah.
It's very.
They changed their logo. So
I was going to say, didn't have like green army suits.
It was like green or gray or black. Yeah. I don't remember it. But either way, they looked like merchants of death, and that's what they were. And they were terrible people, and they deserved to die. And that's why they lost, and America won, aside from all the millions of people lost. Anyway.
I'm going to say, did we
and
really
then,
win?
And then even, well, also, we only jumped in because of the Japanese bombing
of
Pearl Harbor.
Did we really win? Because all of them are here.
What?
The
all
Nazis.
The Nazis are here.
Oh,
really
I thought you meant Jewish people. I was like, oh no.
I mean, did we really win? Both of them are all here.
We live in a country that allows you to be a neo-Nazi and not understand what that means.
Wow.
Because
you're that was a weird wow.
But kill them all. do the Crash Bandicoot. Whoa.
Wow.
That was pretty good. Now do the mask.
Oh my god.
Boogity ball. Yeah, that was good. Now do Aaron Paul saying bitch.
Bitch.
Who's Aaron Paul?
He's from Breaking Bad.
I thought you were going to say, who's Ryan Paul?
Who's Ryan Paul?
Wait, who's Ryan Paul?
I don't know.
Are you thinking of Paul Ryan?
No.
No, who the fuck's Paul Ryan?
He's a Speaker of the House. Guys, now we're a politics podcast. Look at my fingers, okay? Single payer healthcare.
Doing too much.
We're what?
So we're doing too much.
Yeah, this is a bad episode. Worst episode ever? No, that was episode 22.
That was episode 1 through 10 of 2 minutes. Important just.
I don't know. The ending to the first episode was pretty bad, Scott.
What first episode?
Rat King.
What happened?
What happened?
Where you were just. Flameballing everyone.
What's that? Fucking yelling at everybody. I think that was like episode 2.
No, that was episode 1.
Yeah, it was Justin's first time.
Yeah.
Also, maybe that time that Juan was on, and I was like, what
is
this guy
no
doing?
No one knows it was the worst episode because a lot of stuff got it.
Yeah, that is true.
Some people think it was an okay episode.
Sometimes hopefully. I do some heavy editing on those, but you know.
Yeah, so good thing we're doing this today because I imagine a lot's going to be taken out.
Yeah, no, I'm putting this out and people are gonna what's funny is I always go like, is it weird that I'm talking about like Nazis and other bunkers and beans and weird shit, and then I'm like, that's what's gonna pick up as a point. No one's gonna give a shit so much about the video games. They're like, I want to hear them talk about dry beans.
Yeah, well, that's why we're the Rat King, because we just talk about a bunch of random stuff.
Exactly, we don't have to do anything.
Especially you're not you don't have fucking news.
Listen to us. Okay. Listen to me. We don't owe you anything. You owe us. Send me money on Square Cash and PayPal and support our Patreon for $5 a month. I will fuck your wife.
So we found our secret message for today.
What?
That.
$5 a month. I am a, what do you call a guy who's cuckolding someone else? A cuckolder?
I don't know.
My car has 6 cuckolders.
Oh. Damn, where'd you get that car?
Ray killed it.
Why bang some other dude for it?
You guys, let's talk about glory holes. Is there glory in it? Discuss.
Yes.
The duct tape adds a little to
it. I think the only way you can call it glory is if the penis is wrapped in old glory, the American flag.
I go to the reverse ones where I stick my lips through them.
Wait, what? Wait, okay.
Are you talking about the ones that are really high up in the stall?
Yeah. I stick my lips through them.
Also, it's the hole is the size of your face.
You have to stand in the toilet.
No, you're such a dick. It's the regular hole. I stick my lips through it.
You.
It's like, give me that
dick. It just.
This is a bad episode.
Oh, man.
I think your dad's going to love this one.
Yeah. Hey, Dad, if you're listening.
How many times did we talk about video games for, what, 30
What's
minutes?
Maybe.
It's about glory holes and beans.
It's maybe an hour.
We got to take that one out.
No, man.
We got to take what out? You suck at a guy's dick?
No, because that's like another 30 minutes. No, and we need that extra 30 minutes.
What did you say?
Say, give me the dick.
No, keep that. It's good.
All right, sure.
No one knows it's you.
Yeah,
guys,
fine.
We've talked about it in the past. Sucking dick is cool.
Yeah, man.
It's like a good
it's
thing
like
to
the
do.
New thing.
As long as it's consensual and everyone's happy with it, do you.
And as long as you're really good at it.
No, hey, even if you're bad at it, do
the
it.
The only way to get good is
we
to
still,
try.
We still podcast, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And we're all better at blowing dudes than we are at podcasting.
Yes, you said you mentioned that before.
Oh yeah, I think I would be pretty good at it. Yeah. Hey, Dad.
Yeah. We did talk about this once.
In real life, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
I'm still a little self-conscious about it. Like, what if I'm not? What if I'm the one that isn't good at it?
Here's the thing, though. Even a bad one is a good one.
That's true.
It's like pizza. Like, not every pizza can be Totino's number one frozen pizza. Yeah, you know? But it can be a DiGiorno, you know? It can be a Little Caesars.
Yeah.
It can be a Tombstone.
A Tombstone.
Hey, you want a Red Baron in there? Pizza. Sponsor us. Concept of pizza. I don't even need a brand. Just give me the cheese, the pepper. I like those square pepperonis that make me think they're not really meat.
That we got from school.
Yeah.
School pizza.
My first job, I had to break those school pizzas. That was a...
Oh, yeah, you told me.
That was a job. Is someone say, hey, are you going to break the pizza?
And throw boxes at bees and stuff, right?
Yeah.
I'll get about six before my next hour's over.
No, we did way more than that. We would do like hundreds and hundreds of school pizzas.
Like break them? Like
they're
chop them like ha.
They have like the divots like graham crackers and stuff. And they're frozen, and you have to like you use the edge of the table to go.
Did you ever take any?
Well, I mean, I could just take whatever I want. I didn't have to steal any, but no, I didn't. I only every day of my life I ate a Philly cheesesteak, and I was a little fat boy.
That sounds great.
Yeah, man, it was great. I just drank like a pure juice. You remember pure?
And you worked in a giant refrigerator or freezer? Which one?
Giant refrigerator.
There's a freezer, and then there's the sub freezer.
That was on top. The freezer was on top, and the refrigerator was at the bottom.
Super long ladder. No, there was a freezer and a sub freezer. So the freezer was like exactly at like 30 degrees, and then the sub freezer was at like -7.
Oh.
And me and one of our old friends would have to go in there and stock up like frozen burritos and shit, and just. The good thing was eventually they had to put something on that door because it would just lock behind people and then you would get frozen to death.
So what's the emergency protocol for that? Like, what do you do bang before on you the die? Door.
You take off all your clothes.
Okay, and then you hug the next person next.
You hug the person next to you. Maybe suck their dick
together. Okay.
Yeah. Touch dicks. Wrap them up in each other like a snake trying to warm itself or its eggs. Yeah, doc, if you can. If not, maybe do like a little 69.
Like
or
an Ouroboros thing where you're both eating each other up.
Yeah, both.
Podcast done.
This is a bad episode.
This is going to go up.
This is what happens when games don't come out often.
So here's the thing.
Go crazy.
This was like an emergency sesh because I didn't think I was going to be able to Saturday. I mean, what? It's Monday. Shit.
Monday, yeah. You weren't going to be here Monday.
I'm gonna distort the voices on this entire 1 hour show and then put it
Please
out as like
it.
A joke.
Please do it.
This is a joke. That's what I want everyone to know. Anyway, it's time for what is, guys.
oh, shit. We didn't have a heads up for this one.
No, you didn't. And that's the way it used to go, so maybe get used to it.
That's too much dead air.
I'm out of water. Yep.
You want some mine?
In a minute.
You go and there's a guy on a gurney and he's hurt and he's at a hospital and they go like, what are you doing? And you're like, I'm his dad. And then they go, what about that doctor? Ain't that his mom? And you go, I don't understand. And he says, the mom's the doctor, huh?
Leave him. Next question.
Uh-huh. You?
Push him down the steps.
Oh my god.
Okay, third one. What is the, you know, it gets wetter as it dries, and it's a towel. Why?
Yeah, how's that possible? I don't get it. Why would it get wetter as it dries?
Yeah. And do they mean water?
Yeah, I think so.
They mean air.
Here's the thing. What can you see in the water that never gets wet? Is it your reflection, like a mirror? Can you see yourself? You can. Why is that?
No, it's birds. Birds don't get wet.
If you have a fox and some rice and a rabbit and you can only take two at once and you got to cross a river and then you can only do two at a time and then the rabbit will eat the rice and then the fox will eat the rabbit and then the fox will fuck the rice, how do you throw a fox across a river?
Huh.
You
don't. You eat it and then you take it over across with you.
Guys, how long do you have to leave a milk under a hot table in a cafeteria before it turns into some sort of cheese skin?
2 seconds, because it's already bad.
Justin, why did you drink a strawberry milk every day for lunch? Wasn't that too much dairy?
No, because I was a poor kid and they wouldn't get me lunch. So I
yeah, they wouldn't. Milk. We could. It was fun in high school. They stopped giving me and Justin free lunch, and we didn't really have money, so we just stopped eating food. Good call.
Yeah, they segregated us. That was segregation.
Let's not. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Let's not. I do not agree with that.
Out of everything else in this episode,
I agree with everything else.
categorizing the kids who might have money versus the kids who might not have money. Anyways, yeah.
Oh, man.
Justin, you picked a strange hill to die on, my friend.
Here, let's find a worse hill to die on.
Guys, if you could bring two men, a pizza place, three men, and a baby, how many men are in there if you only have two apples and you give Sally six and you had seven?
One apple.
Cleveland, Ohio. Okay, guys, Drew Carey show. What was the name of that lady with all the makeup? Go.
Oswald.
Drew Carey.
Mimi. Guys, you guys screwed up. His brother was the Zodiac Killer in the movie Zodiac. Anyway.
In real life.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Hey, that's a good one. He's also in Nightcrawler. It's
he was also
movie.
In Drew Carey show.
He was also, hon, in that movie Southpaw, which was not great.
And what was Prisoners, too?
I haven't. Oh, I did watch that. That movie was fucked up.
Yeah. What movie?
Prisoners.
I saw the clip where the dude,
is that where they do the social experiment?
No, they just torture a guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
he's then, like, "You killed my daughter. I'm going to torture you." And he's like, "No, I didn't.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you did it, you stupid bitch.
Yeah, you're going to go first.
You fucking idiot. I got you to do a stupid thing. You stupid Scott's fucking bitch,
Justin.
Fuck you.
No, pointing at me.
Fuck
I feel
you.
Threatened.
Fuck you. Here's the thing, Justin. Justin,
do you see 3 minutes of us saying each other's name, Scott?
You should just make this part just go in and out between the deeper parts.
Oh, Justin.
Yeah, what's up?
Don't do that voice anymore. That was bad.
Gotcha.
Have you guys been watching any TV shows?
Here's the thing.
No.
Guys,
okay.
I don't watch TV. I watch The Wall.
I don't own a TV.
What show is that?
The Wall.
Oh my gosh.
Did you just piss yourself?
Guys, I just peed all over myself.
Oh, man.
We should mention that we had our first beer tonight.
Yeah.
That's why we're so punchy and stuff.
That's why this is gone.
Tavers. Come on.
Hey, anybody want to sponsor us? This is a video game podcast.
Dude, we'll do a live show. No one will like us, but
no
we'll be
one
there.
Will come. We will let people throw golf balls at us.
No! take that back before you get hit by one.
Guys. Justin just threw one at my face. We just go there and we're wearing dirt bike helmets.
So I saw a video on YouTube where it was just a compilation of people playing golf, getting angry, and I'm like, bitch. Why?
I like when you see someone get mad like on a boat and you're like, bitch, I got land trouble.
Yeah, man.
You're gonna bitch. You're gonna be a little bitch on a boat. Come back on dry land and see what I'm
yacht.
Doing. I got terra firma issues, bro. You chill out. Guys, if you could buy a yacht, how many?
One.
Wow. You?
Two.
Why?
Because I would crash them into each other.
Man.
I feel like me and Justin are for sure white trash.
And you say that with a lot of confidence.
Yeah, no, we're definitely
also,
white
I
trash.
I should stop doing that because I do it pretty often.
Because you're mocking me.
I even do it at work.
You're mocking me doing a mocking thing. No, I feel like me and Justin are white trash. So, like, our main goal in life is to be able to afford two of the same thing to make them smash each other. That's like, if I could buy two Bentleys, I would just crush them.
Exactly.
If you could get like two Xbox Ones and just throw them at each other.
Just push them into each other.
Justin's like, what if we take two trampolines and throw them at each other? And that's how we got the Hubble telescope.
No, I would like to nail, like put one in a room and then put another one like on the wall. And maybe one on like each wall and the ceiling, and then just, and what would that be, like a bounce room? Don't they have those?
Bye.
Sin and Mizzle. Sin and Mizzle.